Exclusive: Georgia Lieutenant Governor Candidate Burt Jones Denounces Renos. By Hannah Blow on February 19, 2022. Georgia State Senator Burt Jones, R., told Breitbart News Saturday that the race for lieutenant governor in the Peach State is important, as several key issues in the state can be addressed in that position. Jones, whose candidacy has been endorsed by Trump, also warned of Renos who claim to be conservative but demonstrate the opposite through their actions. Breitbart News's Washington bureau chief and Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle asked Jones to speak on Republicans in the state launching the first in the nation conservative freedom caucus in the state legislature. Jones has been a leading voice on that, one of the major reasons he earned an endorsement from Trump. "We're tired of people talking a good conservative game and then voting along Democratic lines or promoting liberal agendas or giving into liberal agendas. And that is what the Freedom Caucus really, seemingly, is there to try to be a voice," he explained. "But like I said, if people would take on the Republican values that are already pretty well set and go by them. Smaller government, less regulation, tough on crime and securing our borders. You know, we wouldn't have to have things like the Freedom Caucus. Unfortunately, we do have a lot of people that seemingly, like I said, talk a good game about being conservative but their actions speak a lot louder than words," he said, pointing to his opponent Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, whom he hopes to replace. Jones spoke briefly about the Buckhead City idea, giving those Atlanta City District residents a vote on cityhood, as many are frustrated with Atlanta's rampant crime and the defund the police mayor, a topic that has been dismissed by Duncan. Jones pointed out that he co-sponsored the bill that is currently sitting in a Senate committee right now and made it clear that citizens in Buckhead have every vote to write on their future. However, Duncan is sidelining that bill and talking out of other sides of his mouth, Jones said, adding that there is a lot of politics being played. Nonetheless, he said he will give the district's residents the opportunity to vote if he is elected lieutenant governor. Jones highlighted the post-election fight he participated in after the last presidential election, noting he was one of the first to warn people that Georgia would lose the two Senate runoff races, and ultimately cost the country the Senate, if key election integrity issues were not addressed. But ultimately, the Stacey Abrams party had their way with drop boxes and other means, making it ripe for a lot of mischief to happen, Jones explained. He has emerged as a consistent fighter for conservative-minded and business-minded Americans. "These are some of the reasons the race is so important," he added, as the lieutenant governor sets the legislative agenda for the state in Georgia. Simply put, Jones said he believes in small government, less regulation, and a K-12 system not being run by a bunch of liberal bureaucrats, all of which, he said, can be addressed at the lieutenant governor's position. "And that's what I plan to do when I'm elected," he said. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Burt Jones, February 19, 2022. Later Saturday evening, conservative country music star Jason Aldean will be holding a concert in support of Jones's candidacy in Athens. Jones described Aldean as a family friend who has experienced a little taste of cancel culture. Jones described Aldean and his wife as true patriots and like a lot of people are tired of being attacked for their views, he added. "We're in a crossroads in this country, particularly with this Biden administration and what they're doing to us with the border situation to inflation to where we stand on the world stage," Jones said, pointing to the importance of individuals such as Aldean using their platforms to promote freedom and conservative causes.